Welcome to the show, Richard Brooks, man, a.k.a. Patrick from Being Mary Jane, Cleveland Zone.
Thank you, Sam.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm great, man. How's everything up there?
Man, everything's good. Now, this is your hometown. You was born in Cleveland, right?
Born and raised, man. Definitely, man.
What part of C-Town?
Well, we moved around a lot, but, you know.
Everybody in Cleveland and moved around.
Yeah, man. But mainly East Cleveland, you know.
Yeah.
Over there, went to Chambers and Kirk Junior High, John Hay, you know, I did all that Shaw, man.
Yeah.
Warrensville for a minute, you know.
Man, yeah, congratulations on the Being Mary Jane, man.
Thank you, man. It's amazing, man. It's just so blessed, man. I can't believe it, you know.
How did this come about for you? How did the whole hookup come up, man?
Well, you know, they just, the normal thing, man. I agents brought it to my attention, and I was in New York at the time, and they were casting out in L.A., so I put myself on tape. And,
yeah.
Then came out to L.A. and met with the producers and got their vision, which was incredible.
Yeah.
Really ready to just change the game with the show, you know.
Well, man.
And I just wanted to be a part of it, you know.
Yes, and everybody's talking about the show. Now, I'm a man, and I'm going to admit something on air here on the show that I actually DVR just in case so I don't miss, so I can catch up.
Oof, you do not want to miss definitely Gabrielle's beautiful self, too, up in there.
Man, the girl's bad.
I mean, all the women are beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful cast. It's just like, yeah. It's hot, man. It's hot, boy.
Right, right. Do you ever have to remind yourself that you're playing her brother?
Man, I had one instance where we were shooting the pilot, you know, where I was just like, she grabbed me, you know what I mean? We're tickling me or whatever, I grabbed her or whatever, and I forgot to let her go. So I was like, director was like, okay, cut, wait, that was a little too...
You the brother, man.
Yeah, you the brother. I was like, oh, shoot, my hands just stuck together, and I don't know what happened, and it's so right. Good. I was like, oh, my God, okay.
Right.
Let me get back in character here.
Right.
But it's just great, man. She's so cool and so lovely, you know.
Now the girl that plays your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's her name? What's the actress' name?
Raven,
right? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, do you have any kids?
I do. I have two daughters, actually. Yeah.
Man, so tell me, how did you feel playing that scene, trying to explain to her that this clown is not going to show up to take her to the doctor's appointment?
I mean, and that's what happens. You know, it's so real, man. That's what happens. The girls, they get their hopes up. The dudes tell them whatever, and you know, and the kids are afraid. I mean, I understood the boy. I think he's afraid. He's afraid to stand up and be a man. He'll knock her up and stuff, but he ain't ready to step up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just cool because with my character, I think I haven't really been there for her much, you know, mm-hmm. in my life. And so now that I'm in this recovery mode and I'm trying to rebuild myself and be the man I always wanted to be, you know, mm-hmm. I actually have time in the house to be with her and try to, you know, mend and be there for her, you know, which is that's something that people don't really realize. You know, sometimes they look at the men and they're like, okay, you're not working, you're not doing this. But actually, the man has become the caregiver a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get credit for that because we're trying to be the breadwinners, but then you can't be the caregiver. You know what I mean? And it just
right.
like, so I really, I think that storyline is going to develop more too without the season. I mean, the season is going to be crazy, man. It's so good. You will not believe it. It just keeps getting better. It's amazing.
We was getting worried for a while because y'all teased us with the first, you know, the first show, and then y'all went silent for a while. We was getting like, come on, BT, don't play us.
Yeah, well, you know, they just, I mean, BET's been brilliant with this, man. Mm-hmm. I can't say anything. I mean, the anticipation is built, and, you know, and they managed to keep the fire burning, you know, for the 7 months between the pilot. It was a long wait, but it's well worth it.
It was well worth it, man. I want to hit on this before you go. There's been a lot of violence in Cleveland, and people are dealing with a lot, man. How did you make up in your mind that you were going to not let your surroundings hold you back?
Well, you know, I straight up grew up in the ghetto, you know what I mean? And we really, really, it was really hard, and we definitely had the hard times like everybody, you know, in Cleveland, because it's a beautiful city, but it's a tough city, you know, because not a lot of opportunities there, really, you know? But what I learned was if you did dig, you know, you could do it, you know, there are, you know, we have great museums. We have great facilities and, you know, great teachers. And it's just really, you have to be self-initiative. You know, you have to really look at yourself and decide you're going to find the opportunities. I think there's jobs out there just because a lot of people don't even think they're jobs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that just really break in a negative cycle. And I was fortunate, you know, my mom was a librarian, and she had a lot of, like, self-help books, and which weren't really that current at the time, but, you know, Millionaire Mind and, you know, Think and Grow Rich and all those things.
Yeah.
I just had to just reprogram myself against the environment that I was in and just and realize, you know, so I could see the positive there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And not get consumed with the negative, you know?
Right.
Just, you know, and it's hard. It is hard because you still got to be rough, you know? I mean, I was trying to be a good student, but I still had to scrap and fight off the gangs and, you know,
yeah,
and stand up for myself, you know, but you can't become no killer or no slinger. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Not at all, man.
It's a trap because it's just a trap.
Is it? There you go. It's a trap. It's a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap. Yeah. So you just try to avoid the trap. And then you realize everybody is looking for that individual. You know, you stand out and you can make it, you know?
Hey, brother, man, congratulations again on your success being Mary Jane. Make sure y'all watch and show your hometown Flavor Boy some love. Patrick, he plays on the show, so make sure y'all show him some love. Richard Brooks, man, C-Town Zone. We appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot.
Oh, man, appreciate you too, man. Keep it positive. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right.